Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're joined live on the line by Ryan Burrow, who's been following this story. A local county in North Dakota expected to pass a measure barring acceptance of any new refugees, becoming the first place to do so after some new rules came in place. Ryan, what do we know about this?
Well, this actually came down during the fall by the Trump administration. This was an executive order by the president saying that if a locality, a municipality, county, what have you, or even a state decides it no longer wants to accept refugees, it does not have to do so. Now, Burleigh County in North Dakota includes Bismarck, which is the capital. It has about 95,000 residents, and what Lutheran Services, which kind of oversees the refugee program in the county, says is they take in about 22 to 24 refugees every year. But a commission vote later today could end that altogether. It's the first county to do so. We're not aware of any specific issues that have arisen, but under the president's executive order, it does allow localities to make that decision to bar refugees from coming to a specific municipality.
22 to 24 doesn't seem like a lot of people. Is that a lot compared to, you know, amounts maybe more populated areas of the country yet?
No, not really. And in fact, a lot of people are kind of taken back by this because North Dakota is a state where there are 30,000 more jobs available than there are people. For the last decade or so, they've been trying to get as many people to come to North Dakota as possible, mostly to work in the natural gas industry, which has boomed, or at least boomed, over the last decade or so. So it is kind of an interesting thing to watch. Now, there are other counties in North Dakota that have already come out and said, look, we're not going to do this. This is not something we're interested in. They're going to go steady as she goes as far as their policy. So I don't necessarily know that it's going to be a huge deal as far as where refugees land, but on the other hand, too, it is definitely an important political point that one county is going to take a stand and say, you know what, we don't want any more refugees here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.